You know, we've got a pandemic. We've got a few problems in the world at the moment, more than a few problems, actually. But the United Nations and that wonderful organisation, the World Health Organisation, who at first instance didn't think China had too much to worry about when they first started to report this back in December, January. But the United Nations, formed, of course, after World War II to bring nations together, United Nations. So in the middle of the pandemic, they've decided one of the more important issues to address on this day is an article published last night, What You Say Matters. Now, on first look, you'd think, yes, what you say does matter. Then they say, help create a more equal world by using gender-neutral language if you're unsure about someone's gender or referring to a group. If you don't know someone's gender or when talking about a group, use gender-neutral language. For instance, don't say mankind, say humankind. Don't say chairman, say chair. Don't say congressman, say legislator. Don't say businessman, say representative. Don't say policeman, say police officer. Don't say landlord, I suppose you could say landlady, but say owner. If you're referring to someone's boyfriend or girlfriend and you're not quite sure of their gender, call them a partner. Don't say a salesman, say a salesperson. Don't say manpower, say workforce. Don't say my maiden name, say my family name. Don't say fireman, say firefighter. And finally, the United Nations, don't say husband, wife. In turn, say spouse. Geez, they spent a lot of time on this one, haven't they? You'd think as the people in charge of the World Health Organization, they'd have a bit more to worry about in the middle of a global pandemic than something like that, which they published last night. Just stupid.